like what they were last year. I'm not ready to say that they are back, but perhaps you might, and I mean just might, be able to see small signs of this team finally waking up. But we'll see. We'll talk about that plus much more. Again, you can call in the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. This is the Shukri Wright Show, and this is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford.
Hi, this is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Makes you feel better, I'll take the blame for the gathering clouds and the driving rain, for every tear you cry today. 'Cause if you don't blame me, I'll blame myself. 'Cause I broke your heart, and that's a sin. If you took me back, I'd only do it again. There ain't no cure for my disease. The day I die is the day we'll both be free. You know as well as me, growing up ain't my style. But I tried to pretend for a little while. I fooled myself, but I think that's all. I fooled myself, but it was you that took the fall. And I broke your heart, and that's a crime. Some sleep tonight.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Thank you for making this show a part of your glorious start to your Saturday, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your day. Just at towards the end of the last segment, I definitely enjoyed that phone call I had with Mario of Strasburg, Pennsylvania. So, as you guys heard live for the first time on this show, I do take phone calls. So feel free to call in 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We're going to start talking about the Red Sox, because let's face it, I have been absolutely harsh on the Red Sox since day one of the show. I have, and rightfully so, because this team that has so much talent has yet to have exhibited the ability to put it all together on a consistent basis this season. You saw it last season, but this season has been a whole different story. So, in my final thought, for going back to Thursday, one thing that I mentioned was that if they had lost this series, you might as well start selling pieces to your team. You might as well. And so far, I think it's very fair to say that the Red Sox, at the right time, they finally got their act together. They finally was able to get it going. Because the one thing that we know is that offensively, this team is good. It's a pretty good team. There's no question about it. That has never been the concern. The concern for me, as for the Red Sox in 2019, has been the pitching. Without question. But so far, in this series, the pitching has done their part. Cashner did his part last night. As well as you could possibly could ask him. Seriously. That's one. Two, Rick Porcello survived a very rocky second inning. He threw 47 pitches on Thursday night. I think that was the most he's ever thrown in a single inning. Still went six innings, kept them in the game, gave them a quality start. So not only have the Red Sox finally have begun to show what they can do, but pitching-wise, hitting, with runners in scoring position, they finally have begun to put it all together. Now, what about the bullpen? What about the bullpen? I'm still not sold. They still need to address the bullpen at the trade deadline, which, by the way, is officially 4 days away. It's four more days. And if there's one thing that I've been consistently saying on this show and on these airwaves is that they need to address the bullpen and go out and get quality arms. Because right now, I'm gonna tell you this. If they don't address that bullpen and they do what they did last year, in spite of it working out, this team is not gonna go anywhere. They're not. They are not. And there are those that are going to say, how about those Apple Shoe? They finally turn it around. They're back. See? Stop. Stop right there. Because, you know, a lot of people are so easily fooled. They are so gullible that the Red Sox, they'll show you signs of life, and then they go back to exactly what they are. I've said this on the show a couple of weeks ago. You are who you are when you're three quarters of the way through the season. That's the truth. The reality is this. I'm not going to be fooled, nor am I fully convinced based on two games against the Yankees so far, that they are back to being the 2018 Red Sox again. I don't buy it. I need to see more. I need to see this on a consistent 15-game stretch, 20, 30. I'm not convinced. If we're being completely honest here, yes, they have had an impressive offensive showing the last two nights, especially last night with Mookie Betts. I'm just not convinced that this team is going to be good enough to go on another run this October. I'm not fully there yet. I'm not. I've seen too many times this season in which you can go on a little bit of a mini streak and then you take 20 steps back. Not good enough. Absolutely not good enough. And looking at the Red Sox, especially over the last almost what a week and a half, this team has shown some improvement, but they should not have lost 2 out of 3 to the Baltimore Orioles last weekend. They shouldn't have. And then they bounced back by winning 2 out of 3 against the Rays. Fine. They won 3 out of 4 against Toronto last week. Great. But here's the thing. Are we at a point now where you can say this team is back to where they need to be? Because I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. And if my math is correct, they are 8-4 in the last 12 games. All right, they're 8-4 in the last 12 games so far, which is great, not bad. And this goes back to July 15th against Toronto. And they had a 4-game series against Toronto. They won 3 out of 4. Lost 2 out of 3 to Baltimore. They won 2 out of 3 against Tampa in Tampa Bay. And then so far in this 4-game series against the Yankees, they won the first 2 games. So they're 8-4. But nevertheless, they still have needs that they need to address. And we're 4 days away from the trade deadline. And my question to Red Sox Nation is this, and you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We're going to go on break in just a moment. But before I do that, I actually want to make mention of this critical point here in terms of the Red Sox. We're at a point of the season now where we're approaching August. Let's face it, August is coming up next week Thursday. It'll be August 1st. If you're the Boston Red Sox and you've had season-long aspirations to repeat as champions, you have to ask yourself this one very important question. You've gone through so much this season. Do you believe that you have the talent and not so much the talent, but the drive to actually get the job done? Do you? Or is this just only a mirage? of the fact that you're playing your arch rival Yankees. Time will tell. You got a game later today at 4 o'clock. And tomorrow night on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN at 7 o'clock as well. So you got these two coming up. And then next week, you still got a very important critical stretch of games. You got two against Tampa, Tuesday and Wednesday coming up, the 30th and the 31st. And as well as, actually, you have a third one as well. You have a three-game series next week against Tampa here. And then you have another four-game series next weekend, which includes a doubleheader next Saturday against the Yankees in New York. So that in itself will be interesting. But you still got a long ways to go. You're not out of the neck of the woods. Not even close. Not even close. Coming up next, What are the Red Sox needs? And there is something that Dave Dombrowski said that I really want to get into. And I will get into. That's coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show. And this is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO Medford.
Hi, my name is Will Wiesenfeld. I'm Doc, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Let's go. What are you going to do first when we get there?
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Touch Freeform Radio. And I want to start off this segment by talking about the Boston Red Sox and Dave Dombrowski in particular. Because if there's one thing about Dave Dombrowski that's really irritated me over the last year and a half is that he has completely stripped down the farm system where it is essentially barren. You have no major league talent ready to come up from the minor leagues right now. Zero. That's a top tier prospect. And I'm not talking about prospects that are down on what, single A or double A? No. I'm talking about major league caliber talent that could help and help the Red Sox as it currently stands right now. You had that until you called up Michael Chavis, and Chavis has done a pretty solid job since coming up to the Red Sox earlier this season. So now, here we are talking about the July 31st trade deadline, and the one thing that caught my eye this week, because I was actually doing some reading on RedSox.com, and he mentioned about how there are needs that this club has. And I want to read you a quote that Ian Brown of RedSox.com wrote in an interview with Dave Dombrowski that he had, that Dombrowski had with WEEI. He said, quote, there's a lot of needs per se that we have with the club because we're leading the league in runs scored. You can always get better. We've got five starters going out there. They can always get better. We've got five starters going out there. They can always get better. And you know what's funny? What he said actually doubled down on what I had been saying in regards to if this team was going to make a run, they need their starters to be better. And yeah, you have five starters out there, but what about your bullpen? What about your bullpen? And this is what Dombrowski says, quote, and especially in regards to Nathan Eovaldi. He said, quote, with Eovaldi coming back, that helps us. I know he didn't have a good outing the other day, but we feel very comfortable with him out there. I'm not sure how much he would buy in the bullpen at that point, but I guess we'll just sit back here over the next couple of days. We've got a big weekend series with the Yankees, probably one of the couple of best teams in Major League Baseball. They've beaten us. A pretty good this year. But we'll sit back and see what happens. We'll sit back and see what happens is this Zach approach that the Red Sox do not need right now. Dombrowski, when are you going to realize that you need to absolutely address this bullpen? And I'm telling you, I will be watching you very closely come Thursday, come the trade deadline. And if you don't do anything to address the bullpen, shame on you. Shame on you. And if this team does not make the playoffs because of your deliberate neglectfulness to improve the bullpen, you gotta go. You gotta go. I'm sorry. Because this would make it two straight years that the glaring weakness for this team is the bullpen, and you did absolutely nothing to address it. Zero. So why are we talking about the league in run score? We don't care about that. That's not even a problem. The problem is that right now, if you're telling me that Ryan Brazier is one of your best relievers, no disrespect to the man, but that's not good enough. If you tell me that your relief core of guys like Matt Barnes, Heath Hembree, Ryan Brazier, that those guys, that's going to be your bullpen moving forward, you're screwed. You have no legitimate closer right now. Yeah, you got Nathan Eovaldi. Congratulations. But is that your... Honestly, so let's say if this team makes it to October. For example, you mean that in a high-level situation that you're going to feel comfortable bringing in Nathan Eovaldi? And to add insult to injury, if you don't get yourself an actual closer, that's what you're going to tell me that you're going to be most comfortable with. I understand that Kimbrel was quite erratic last season. I get it. But you know what? You had a bona fide closer. But you chose to let him walk in free agency. And all that I've heard is you want to have interest in Ken Giles and some other relievers around the American League or National League, blah, 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 blah. Fine, great, that's dandy. Kudos. But what are you actually going to do? What are you going to actually do? Because let me tell you something. The Yankees do know that they are going to make a move to get better. And if you stand pat and you continue to neglect your glaring weakness, you gotta go. You gotta go. Especially if this team does not win. And if they don't make the playoffs, you gotta go. You got to go. And I'm gonna continue on in this article, because there is one point in particular that was made. In a way, kind of playing like devil's advocate, but not necessarily, but it could be interpreted that way. And Ian Brown, as he wrote in the article, quote, unless it's a drastically bad turn of events in the six games prior to the deadline, this article is from Thursday, by the way, it is unlikely that Dombrowski will go into seller's mode. Even if, and I'm serious, even if he were to, you still have a problem. You got to understand something. The guy that you have is not enough. Listen, Darwinson Hernandez is a guy who, left-hander, you throw high 90s, great, fine. Well, that's great. But here's the thing. He's a starter. He's not a reliever. And I understand that guys who come up from the minor leagues are usually starters. more times than not. They are. I get it. However, the fact of the matter is, you need relievers that can get the job done, and they are a proven commodity. Not some unknown anomaly. That's not what you need. You don't need that right now. We ain't here for that. So, my question to Dave Dombrowski is this, and it is a legitimate question at that. If you're looking across Major League Baseball right now, and you see what could potentially be available, if I were you, I would really start looking at, looking at teams like the Washington Nationals in terms of what they may have available in terms of bullpen help. And what do you have to lose at this point? Because here's the thing. You're not the only team that needs bullpen help. The Dodgers, they're in the same predicament that you're in as well. You're also taking a huge risk by not doing your due diligence and get the bullpen help that you need. Because your bullpen right now is going to be a reason why you don't make the playoffs. I'm telling you this right now. Especially as the games become increasingly important, especially as we approach September, you're playing with fire. You can only play with fire for so long before you get burned. And it's the truth. It is the honest truth. It'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward with this team, because this is a very important year. And I was saying this last week, and I'm going to say it again. You're going to look back no matter what happens. And mark my words, Boston, New England, wherever you are listening to this show in this country, mark my words, this week is a very important week in terms of the franchise. Because I'm telling you, if you choose to be in seller mode and you decide that this team is not worth investing in and that it's time to build for the future, this will either help you years from now or this will be an absolute black mark on this organization. And if you decide to buy and you don't make the playoffs, you're going to be looked at and look at this particular trade deadline, July 31st, 2019, as to why didn't you replenish the farm system. And you are going to feel the repercussions for the next several years. So this is a very important week in terms of the direction of the franchise for the Boston Red Sox. Red Sox Nation, you know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. When we return, I'm taking phone calls, call in, agenda-free, final 20 minutes or so. A little less than that. And we're gonna play a game. We're gonna play a game here. Because when you live in a city like Boston, where you have the championship pedigree that it has, like the Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, you know that there's always a chance that someone wins another championship every year. And it's a fact. But I want to play an interesting game when we come back after break. Who's going to be the next Boston team that wins the championship? And would you be willing to predict when? That and your phone calls are absolutely welcome. That 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. We're going to play a game. In the 14 minutes we have remaining in the show. So, first and foremost, let me start off by saying you can call in 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Call in. This particular game is only going to be as fun as the callers are involved, as much as the callers are involved. Because the point of this whole thing is I want to be engaging with the listener, and I want your thoughts. You know, I genuinely want your thoughts. You know, and definitely hearing your passion and hearing your voice will definitely enhance it even more. So call in 855-915-9636. The number is 855-915-9636. Lines are open. Had a caller earlier today, as a matter of fact. It was wonderful. So yeah, don't be afraid. Call in. So the prediction is, the game is, make a prediction. Which Boston team will be the next team to win a championship in this city and region? Will it be the Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, or Celtics? And why? You know, I would say the following. I would say that if you are a Boston sports fan in particular, this is truly a golden era for the local teams here. No questions, ifs, ands, or buts about that. But what also is fun about living in this city is that every year, you know that someone has a chance to win a championship. And it's true. The Red Sox, the Patriots, both did it last year. The Bruins, whew. Man, as a diehard Bruins fan, it still pains me to say we came tantalizingly close to winning Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals a little more than a month ago. That I haven't gotten over. And the Celtics, well, now that Kyrie is gone, we'll see. So, with that being said, which of the four teams do you think will be next to win a championship? Again, call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I think, ultimately, if you are a fan of the sports teams here, or even just a fan of sports, which team do you have winning a championship next? Personally, I think it's the Bruins. I think it's the Bruins that's going to be next to win a championship. You know, if there's one thing that I am a firm believer in, is that I'm a believer that history repeats itself. You know, the last time the Bruins, you know, went through the process of winning a Stanley Cup, you remember they went through a couple of heartbreakers. I need not to remind you about 2010 and how awful that one was. Blowing a 3-0 lead against Philadelphia and then blowing a 3-0 lead at home in Game 7 and lose 4-3. That in itself was, yeah, I'd rather not even want to relive that. But we know what happened the following year and the epic run that the Bruins went on to win the Stanley Cup in 2011. This year, the heartbreak of losing Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals at home. That's one. That's the heartbreak that this team went through. And I think and strongly believe that they're going to use that as a source of motivation. They're going to use that as a source of motivation to get better. And even though there will be challenges and obstacles, as always, because there's never a quote-unquote easy path to get to the Stanley Cup in the league, in the NHL. There isn't. However, I do believe that this team is more than capable of getting back there next season and actually winning the Stanley Cup. So my prediction is that the Bruins are going to be the next Boston team to win a championship in this region. What's yours? Again, call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. The lines are open. Call in. Offer your suggestion and your prediction for what Boston team is going to be the next team to win a championship in this city. In the same city that we witnessed 12 duck boat parades in 17 years, which is just unheard of, between all of his professional teams, Patriots, Bruins, Sox, Celtics, all have won at least one. Which team is next? For me, it's the Bruins. Some may think it's the Patriots. Maybe the Red Sox, if they can get out of their own way. Maybe. We'll see. Time will tell. But nevertheless, it's going to be interesting to watch. I can tell you that for sure. But while we wait for any caller to call in, you can call into the show. I want to offer my final thoughts for this edition of the Strictly Right Show. This upcoming week is going to be a very important week for the Boston Red Sox and its future. Because if there's one thing that we've learned is that about this year's team and the reality that it faces is that having talent on your roster does not always equate to having success. It's not always the case. And the one thing that I learned this season watching the Red Sox is that you can bring back the same roster from a year ago that you won a World Series with, and you still may not be guaranteed the same success and the same outlook and the same results. That's baseball. That's sports. There's no guarantees. You got to work for it. And the interesting part about it is that when you look at what the Red Sox have currently on their big league roster, and you look ahead to the future that is to come, you wonder, at what point do you have to hit the reset button as an organization? Because that time is going to come. It will come if you do not address it in a manner in which that you need to address it. Sooner than later, you're going to have to make real tough decisions and ask major and serious questions. Especially for guys like JD Martinez, Mookie Betts. Just naming those two names for example. You have to ask questions. You have to ask whether if there are those two pieces, one, do they want to be here long term? And two, at what cost before you say, you know what, time for a trade. But especially with Mookie Betts, because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the 2020 season. And he's going to be looking for money close to what to Mike Trout is making with the Los Angeles Angels. Doesn't mean that he'll get it, especially here, but that remains to be seen. We'll see. You know? So, I'm interested in seeing what the next steps are going to be, because the reality is this. Even if the Red Sox do make the playoffs, this season, even if they do, you have to look at the contracts that you have that's currently on the books and as to how it will impact you moving forward in terms of financial decisions that you'll have to make. And this is part of the reason why I'm putting Dave Dombrowski on the hot seat, is because these next few days are absolutely huge. And I'm not just talking for this season. I'm talking long term. And no matter what the Red Sox do during this series against the Yankees, it should have absolutely no bearing whatsoever on what this team needs to do in terms of its long-term future to be able to have sustained success. Because here's the reality. The Yankees, they're not going anywhere because of a particular move that they made in 2016 that is paying big dividends and just maybe, finally maybe may pay off for in terms of a World Series championship. And this is something that the Red Sox need to absolutely seriously consider. So these next few days, Dave Dombrowski, if you're listening out there somewhere, you have a very serious decision that you need to make. It's not just about this year. It's much bigger than that. And you got to look at the big picture and not look at things from a vacuum point of view. I want to thank you for listening in today to the Shukri Wright Show. And I want to thank the caller that called in earlier. And I absolutely want to say thank you to everyone that waited patiently for the Shukri Wright Show to start, albeit on a very crazy note this morning, in which I explained at the beginning of the broadcast. But next Saturday, the Shukri Wright Show will be here live at 6 a.m. discussing the Patriots again. Furthermore, training camp will be further along, and as well as the results of the July 31st trade deadline. What grade would you give the Boston Red Sox? That and much more next Saturday on the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. This is Shukri Wright, and this has been the Shukri Wright Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Don't change the dial, because Mike's on Mike is next. Just after these few moments, enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and I'll talk to you in 1 week. Take care.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO.